One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And you are listening to Radio RMN. And that I heard so much. Many different sounds in that entry coming back. I'm certainly hoping that the rest of you didn't hear it. I think I probably just don't know how to set this new computer so that I'm not hearing things like that. Anyway, again, if you've got questions that you want to send to us, send them to radioquestion@mindspring.com. Radioquestion@mindspring.com. You know, I did get one email at my private email address, and what she asked for were healings. And I know that you do all sorts of healings. She has tremendous pain in her body. You know, the doctors call it fibromyalgia. Do you do healings like that? I guess you do pain clearing, don't you?
Yes, I can do that. The clearings, like, it's really complicated. 2,000 years ago was so much easier to work with people. But right now, what I can do is a pain clearing release. But there's so much that goes into your genetics from the past to do an instantaneous healing, like in the time of Jesus. But I can work on that. The fibromyalgia could very possibly be the alien critters, is what I call them, parasitic life form. We have invisible energies in us, and these invisible energies are life forms that inhabit our body. They cause us harm. On my website, what I have, if you want to get your feet wet on this here, I have a page on the left side, the navigation. You can scroll down. It's called Alien Attack Removal. And the cost is $10 a week or $30 a month. And there's different options there. And one of those, you click in and you go into parasitic life form. And so what I'm going to do for people, this is going to sound pretty far out for you. There are critters here that are in us that we don't know about. And I'm going to start removing the octopus energy. This is one of them that's listed there. And they go around your rib cage, around your lungs, the tentacles. They could be very, very large. They could be 20 foot in length, but you may wonder, how can something energetic be that large and my body is so small? Well, just the way it works. So I'm going to take out the octopus energy. Just see if that helps people out there. You might have better breathing afterwards. So here we go. I'm taking it out right now. I'm not going to do any counting. Sometimes I do. Just taking them out of the listening audience right now. And there's quite a few that people have. You could have maybe, first you might say, well, I have like 10 of these, you know, that may sound like a lot. You could have hundreds. I do special conference calls on Sundays for these. We get rid of them. They're 8-hour calls. We'll have one more coming up this weekend here on this Sunday, but we'll just get rid of the octopus here, okay? First tentacle is released, and you might feel your body change. Sometimes you could be hunched over, and all of a sudden you could erect. Second one being released from you. Third one's wrapped around your neck and your rib cage. Number three, out. Four, five, six, seven, and eight. Okay, now we're going to get rid of the poisons that these infected you with. Here we go. Coming out, poison. So if you're really sensitive, you might actually feel your body maybe sweating, may feel kind of upset, be a stomach problem. I hate to have you think that you're going to be throwing up or something, but sometimes that does happen. Your body knows about it now and wants to get rid of this stuff. That hardly ever happens. I do it once in a while myself. I have to do that to get rid of toxins that somebody's had, like lung cancer or something. Here we go, coming out. My body basically gets rid of almost all of this here. Sometimes I do take on the residue. Here we go. If poisons are released, next one is waste product. They're living inside of you. Just can't touch them or see them, but you can feel when they get released a lot of time. Feel this, the waste product being released. Okay, and next we'll do the dead carcasses. So they can come into you, live for their normal lifetime as an alien species, and then all of a sudden die. Or they could have an alien war inside of you. Maybe the octopus energies don't like the squid. They don't like the caterpillar. They don't like something else that's in you, snakes, etc. They can have their alien wars inside of your body. Now you've become an alien graveyard.
How do those manifest? If I was having an alien war, what would other people think was going on with them?
You could probably be very, very sick. You could have pain in your body. Like the original movie Alien, where that creature came out of the first test. Well, that normally that could be definitely true, but you're not going to see it like that. But you have seen movies where all of a sudden people got bumps on their skin, and you know the more ones that are more sci-fi, the bumps that kind of like move up and down like a little a bubbly thing, you know, moving up and down like a volcano kind of, you know, going up and down and going, you know. But that we don't normally see that way, but that you what. Be happening inside of your body. So we're getting rid of now the dead carcasses, and yeah, the aliens don't like each other. They're just in you to take up space to live off your body energetics. More so, they live off of your emotional energy. That's what they feast on here. So you're like in the petri dish in a sense. You're their experiment to live off of you. They take that emotional energy. And whether it's good or bad, that's what they live on. So we're the host for that. Okay, so we'll just see how that digital lady feels now. I'm going to do a pain release here. So if any of you out there have pain in your body, remember the pain's with you your whole lifetime, whether it's activated or not. So we'll say that 20 years ago you broke your arm and it was painful for maybe a couple of weeks and it went away. Well, that pain is still with you. Just that it's not activated yet. So if you did have a broken arm, I'd like you to maybe put your hand in that location. That's what that way you know where it is. Okay, a lot of people like doing that when I get to my conference call. That way they know that their hand is where they want to have the healing brought forth. So here we go. Put your hand where the pain may be. And we're going to do a pain sample clearing here. And I'm working right now in this present moment with you. I can't go back a week ago or so, and the whole life clearings, I do that. This is just like one page out of your, you know, 5 foot thick book of scenario that's happened to you. And you have to pick the time, in this time that we're living in as to determine what type of, energy you want released from you. So I'm going back in time, unless you have pain right now, but everything works in the moment with the life. So here we go. I'm going to count to five to release your pain. Would that happen? It'll be wonderful for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I got to deal with some more. There's quite a bit of pain out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 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 There. Okay, just see if that has helped you. So back to you, Raylan.
Well, I'm going to ask if anybody really had a noticeable reduction in pain. Just send me an email to radioquestion@mindspring.com, radioquestionsingular@mindspring.com. I've got a letter. It's 4 paragraphs long, and I just want to read it to you. And I'd like you to respond. You might want to take notes if you can. Okay. Here's what I consider this New Age thinking by Ron, I call out as BS. Here's basically why. It is the doped-up persons to which everything is wonderful, no judgments of others. Following me so far? Then, if something evil does happen, everyone is in la-la land, not reacting to it, aiding the situation because there's no judgment. Ron, did you ever say that there was no judgment? Is that what you said?
In true life, there's no judgment.
In true life,
there's no judgment. Yes, that is correct.
What about on Earth?
On Earth, we have judgment because the aliens brought us judgment.
Okay.
And so it's not that you need to be in la-la land. You just need to be, I'll say it differently. If everybody on this planet were to do the mind-to-heart drop like I did previously, you would have no more war. You'd have everybody residing in peace energy, which is source energy. And so the dark side, the aliens, brought us duality. And we live in duality here. But you don't live in source energy. You don't live in true light. You live in the false light of the illusion of the light of the darkness. So if you did the mind-to-heart drop, everybody who out there has done this, in fact, if the person who sent you the email were to do the mind-to-heart drop right now, then they would see their questions as being ridiculous. Because if you go into your heart, you have no judgment.
Oh,
and everything is synchronistic with everybody.
The dark side
uses odd harmonic also to interfere with you. If everything in the light is true, even harmonic, everything flows wonderfully in peace. Not in love, but in peace. But you're certain out there is peace.
Can you lead us through that mind-to-heart drop one more time?
Sure. So here we go. And this you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this. So I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to drop your thought into your heart center. And then next I'd like to do an emotional clearing. So if you can write that down for me. And we also skipped over the earthquakes and things. So we can bring that up too. But here we go. Mind-to-heart drop. Dropping down. And you can say this out loud too. Remember, you want to say this out loud because you think it in your head, you're in the mental realm. You're playing with the aliens again. You want to say it out loud to be physical. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So now you should be heart-centered. Now, how long can you stay heart-centered? The answer is until you get caught into the emotions of something. If right now you were maybe in your car listening to me, maybe someplace where there's no people around, you could probably stay heart-centered for maybe 10 minutes to a few hours. If you're out in the public doing this here, maybe a couple of minutes. Or maybe somebody knocks on your door, you know, gives you a phone call right away. It takes you out of the present moment. Then you get put onto the alien timeline that you normally live on. But if you can be in peace and away from people, maybe you're listening to us, maybe up in the mountains someplace on your computer, and all you're hearing is birds chirping, you could be in this peace energy for a long, long time. There's no judgment.
Okay, let me just read the rest of what this listener sent, because I know our audience, and I know we've got a number of people who are feeling the same way that she's feeling. So after she made the comment, you know, no judgments of others, she goes on and says, then if something evil does happen, everyone is in la-la land, not reacting to it, aiding the situation because there is no judgment. It was just an event. That is where I believe the world is today, not reacting to the worldwide genocide occurring on a daily basis. Pay no mind as the person in the street is being raped or run over by a car. It was just an experience. And, of course, you know that here on Earth, that's what's going on all the time. And then she says, and then addressing his, oh, if you are feeling evil, it must be a ghost or something entering your body. That is the same as of old, i.e. the devil made me do it. Not
that is correct.
Yep, okay.
With that last statement, she is correct. The aliens do control things with your body, with implants, bringing things into you, shapeshifters, entities come in. That is 100% correct. But the whole process is, she's probably missing what I'm saying, okay? What I'm stating is that if your heart's centered, if everybody else goes on into your heart, remember, if you're just doing it yourself, then it's going to be a little more difficult to live here. because you do have to conform to the reality of the alien mind control agenda here with humanity being on this prison planet. But if everybody here, or somehow if they could listen to this program right now, do the mind a heart drop, everything would change on a dime instantly. So she is right about living here, and you have to conform to the reality that's here. But to be in source energy, you have to do the mind to heart drop to be connected to your spirit. And at that point, there's no judgment. So that's the slight little twist that people sometimes get stuck into is, yeah, you know, I see these awful effects here, and I can't just turn my head on it. Well, if everybody turned their head on it, that wouldn't happen to begin with, okay? That's the process.
In other words, there would be child rapes and murders.
It would not exist whatsoever, no, because everybody would be peaceful. What's controlling you is your mind. The mind has mind-controlling implants in it. And remember, the dark side created the mind. That's what you call the mind of God, left of consciousness, the Akashic Record. All these things are created from the darkness to control us. The darkness is the alien. We're living an alien agenda here of mind control program. And so once you get out of that, then you can be in source energy.
Let me read the rest. There's only two more paragraphs.
Sure.
She says, I don't see the masses running after this nutty concept because it dehumanizes the epitome of humans. It is our emotions and love for humanity that has us reacting upon evil deeds. You want to comment on that before I read the last paragraph?
Well, what happened was the darkness, maybe going just slightly sideways here, the darkness created its own reality. And so the darkness agenda, the aliens of dark side mind-controlling thing, is a creation of its own, nothing to do with light. So we have two different sandboxes here. We have sandbox light, where you're supposed to be living in peace. Then you have the sandbox of the light of the darkness and the New Age metaphysics and everything else that came out, the channeling, things like this to get you to connect to something outside of yourself. Remember, the basic teachings of Jesus is to go within. Don't go outside of yourself. So everything brought to you from outside of yourself is from the alien agenda, and that's from the other sandbox, and it infiltrated the light.
The New Age movement is from the dark side.
Yes, that is from the dark side, and the worst thing that happened here to this planet recently was when they did the harmonic convergence initially in 1987, and that had everybody meditating and bringing in energies. Remember, when you bring in something outside of yourself, what you're doing is you're like ringing the doorbell for something out there in the cosmos to come to you, to connect you to something. And that brought in a ton of alien stuff here. And that hooked up everybody who meditated to some type of alien agenda and / mind control. So you got hooked up to an alien species, an alien race, different groups of aliens, whatever it would be. You used your free will, free choice of light energy, and the aliens want to steal your light. So you allowed them, if you did this, to connect to you by sending out your light beacon because you wanted to bring world peace here and or maybe light to the planet. But their spirit does not need any of that. It's already light. Just that somehow people here thought that we're missing that, and they... When they brought in and opened up more energy vortexes, stargates, whatever you want to call it out there, they brought in harmed planet, harmed humanity by doing these things. Anybody who does world peace meditations or whatever to bring in more light, et cetera, is bringing in darkness here.
Wow.
Very, very sad. Very, very sad. Yes. My teachings that I have is not mainstream. When people hear what I talk about at first, they maybe think I'm a nut, or they run the other direction. They don't want to hear me, typically, sometimes. But once you catch on to what I'm talking about, it's all the teachings of Jesus. To go within, don't connect to anything outside of yourself, because you are the light. Light does not promote itself ever. There's no book written out there about true light. There's books about light of the darkness to hook you up into the alien agenda, but the true light's already with you. And that's the way it works. So you have to connect to it and find it yourself, because you already lost it. You gave it away, your ancestors did, and now you're dealing with your lives in your genetics, so you are living their lives. Now it's up to you to choose life, rather than choosing the mind of the darkness, the mind energy, consciousness. You have to go to your heart where there's peace. That's what I talk about, is peace. Source energy is only peace. That's what you've been looking for all of your incarnation, always with you. Like stepping on a dollar bill and saying, I can't see the dollar bill. Well, it's underneath your foot. You have to find it, because you lost it. People chose darkness here instead of choosing light. And the darkness is a duality. Light doesn't judge anything. The light is pure source energy, and you already have it with you. And the nice thing about it is that you have a choice, and the choice is yours. Okay. Leylin, are you there?
My mute button was on. Yes. And what I said is, I know a number of us that, a number of our listeners participated in the harmonic convergence as I did. And, it would be wonderful if you could take out all of the energy of that that doesn't belong to us. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do here. So what I have to do now, I'll go back into time. Remember, the light does not deal with time, but they can go back from into past events. So we'll go back to that exact moment when you first got connected to that energy, wherever you were, okay? And I can take away the first 5 minutes of that. So here we go. Connecting right now. Remember, the light's doing this for you. Whenever I do clearings and healings, there's nothing for you to do. If you attempt to do some kind of earth-based mind controlling energy clearing along with what I'm doing, you could invalidate it. So you just need to be there, just need to show up. That's all that you have to do. You don't have to do any mantras or close your eyes, or, you know, you can have your legs crossed if you wish. No difference. Some people say you can't do that. It makes no difference. Life doesn't judge what you're doing. If you cannot do any other type of earthly modality during this process. So here we go. Do the first 5 minutes, release from you of the dark side of agenda connecting to you, of mind control. Here we go. And what's going to happen is the light ship is going to have to go out and actually battle the darkness that's attached. So on the light side, it's getting more territory, and it's reclaiming more of itself because it's stolen part of you. And you're part of it. That's what the ascension is to get the light back into wholeness. So here we go, on a count of five. A lot of energy is coming into my body right now. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll use the word stronger this time to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. What's happening here that may feel like, a half a minute of healings, there's so much going on behind the scenes with the light battling the darkness. It's unbelievable right now. If you're able to be a seer a little bit, think that maybe and some of that, there's a lot going on because it's taken away a mind-controlling program from you right now. So back to you, Raylan.
Okay, I just want to read the very last paragraph from this listener. She said, imagine people sitting around, never with an opinion, doing their own thing, visualize a peaceful person, not paying attention to the whole, all the while it is our reactions, judgments that we have been making things better. Yet Ron's way, peace is the end with all, not love. I don't see change with peace. I see change with love, which is shown through an action. Peace is not achieved without human behavior and energy of love. Now, what about love? You speak of love?
Love is a energy of duality of the dark the love would be what people would use here on this planet to probably try to explain what peace is. But love is in duality. Now, love will give you the sensation of that emotion of love. Remember, in peace, you have no sensation. Where in duality, you have sensations, and the love can make you feel wonderful. Nothing's wrong with that. Just that it's the energy of duality. So it's really hard to talk about source energy because everybody's conditioned in duality and having the extremes of one to the other. Remember, if you have love, you may have heart pain, you know, or a breakup or something, you know, if you're in love with somebody. You know, you get married, you know, that's love, we'll say. And then you have divorce, and that's the opposite of that in a sense. So with love, you know, you have other energies that can go into that situation. But love is what people would tend to call peace energy, because peace energy has nothing that you can attach to. When you're in peace, you have no duality. You have no physical body reactions. You don't have anything jerking your insides to have you respond to something. And that's what peace is. Everybody's seeking peace. And seeking love is not going to give you peace. But yet the dark side agenda of giving you different emotions, they gave you the highest form of what the peace could be in duality, which would be love. But naturally, you can't stay in that love energy all the time, and you cannot stay in bliss. And peace energy is not bliss, in a sense. It's just peace. You have no thoughts. Remember, the thoughts are controlling you. When you get rid of the thoughts, then you're in peace. So for maybe the new timers listening here who first are hearing me for the first time, you have to realize that source energy is peace. It allows you everything that you would wish to do. On a planet of light, which we don't have here, peace is what you're experiencing. You're seeing everything. You're not judging it. When you don't judge, then you're not in duality. The judgment is what's bringing humanity down here. And the aliens want you to judge. They can take your emotions. They give you this emotional roller coaster ride. And part of that would be love. And the love energy then will diminish to its far extreme opposite of whatever that would be for you. It could be hate. You know, people who love someone, and the person maybe got killed in a war, then that love turns into hate, and they want to kill other people because their love turned into hate, and they blame someone else for that. So you have to realize that the love energy here is the strongest way that the aliens could have given you a physical reaction to peace.
And you can hear the music, and we're going to that means we have to take a quick break. And so I am talking with Ron Amatron. His website is creationlightship.com. There are some free healings on that. And if everybody could take a trip over to talkstreamlive.com and give a vote for Radio RMN, I'd really appreciate it. And we'll be right back here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network.
DisclosureNewsOnline.com is the web version of Disclosure News Magazine Monthly. It's an alternative news product from Southern Illinois, now in its 8th year. DisclosureNewsOnline.com details the crime, corruption, and official misconduct rampant in the state of Illinois. For local, state, and national news affecting all of us, presented with a no-nonsense approach, visit DisclosureNewsOnline.com to subscribe and have the full print version of Disclosure News mailed to your home monthly. That's DisclosureNewsOnline.com.
Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
The best thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output in your religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble, and they are doing a damn good job of it.
Signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is The Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
One step into the light. One step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And I welcome you back. You are listening to Radio RNN. My name is Raylan Allen, and I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com. And when you've got time, get over there and see what the new headlines are for today. We've got over 150 writers from all around the world, so we do get a lot of different opinions. And I don't censor. We don't censor, you know, unless somebody's putting up pornography or something like that. My guest today is Ron Amatron, and his website is creationlightship.com, and he's going to be our Monday host in the fourth and fifth hour of rumormillnews.com. So you're going to be getting a lot of rumor mill. And, of course, it's not all going to be like Ron Amatron. We're still trying to convince Sheriff Mack to come on Tuesday. But he's running for a congressional seat in Texas, so he's kind of busy. But we're still going to try to have him on as much as possible. And maybe we'll maybe we'll talk to all of those sheriffs who are like Sheriff Mack and get all of those sheriffs to come on one at a time in the Tuesday, fourth and fifth hour. But anyway, getting back to love, because that was where we left off when we went to break. Ron, there are so many kinds of love. And most people on the planet, not our listeners, of course, but most people on the planet, you know, when you say love, all they know is sexual love. You know, but we've got unconditional love, and I don't really understand that, even though I've been using that term for, you know, 40 years or more. But I don't think anybody really truly practices unconditional love. But we've got the mother's love for a child. We've got the child's love for a mother. We've got, you know, the true love of two soulmates. I mean, what is love? And what is bliss versus what is peace?
Well, those two, bliss and all the different love energies still have a automatic duality situation with them, where peace has no thought. So if you look at peace energy of having no thought, no reaction with your body, remember your body responds as it programmed genetically to do so. Initially, let's just take a baby for instance. Baby, when they're first born, they are in source energy because they don't have any of the DNA activations activated, the alien mind controlling programs in the DNA. Remember, this is all judgment. Now, as that baby gets older and it starts moving around and it listens to commands and responses from parents, picking up different mannerisms, that's all stored in the DNA. And that's all judgment. So at first, the baby is pure source energy. That's why they're so vibrant. And the vibrancy of the baby is just there, and you're actually seeing source energy before your eye. Now, naturally, the judgments that started in your DNA, which is passed on to you from your parents, grandparents, so forth, is what you're going to be experiencing in your lifetime that you're living. And these are the judgments that is corrupting your body. They get stored inside of your energetic bodies that you cannot see. So at first, because the source energy does not judge you, it does not deal with the energies of this, because this is put in place by the Earth Spirit. So to say that over again a different way, these invisible energetic bodies, we have lots of them, and I'll do an emotional clearing for people coming up right now. Now, the emotional body is an invisible energetic body around and through you, and it stores your emotions that come out from your DNA, goes into this body, and also people who send you mind energy, good thoughts, bad thoughts, whatever. This is a psychic attack energy put onto your physical body. Now, if you didn't have these energetic bodies in place, you would be probably struck dead instantly because these bodies absorb that negativity from people. What we're going to do now is do an emotional clearing. So I want all of you to think of a emotional event that you did not like. When you think of it right away, it might make your stomach turn, could make you cry, you could get angry, blood pressure, you know, could go up. You know, you have some kind of emotional response. Your body's going to respond to it. This is because your body wants to get it out of self because it's going to eventually probably kill you. This one doesn't get you, something else will. Remember, the emotions that's stored in this energetic body leaks into the physical body when the emotional body gets overfilled, overwhelmed with crud. Just think of a trash can spilling over. And then that goes into your physical body. That body is designed to protect you. And then all of a sudden you start having physical problems. That's why typically when you get older, you start having chronic illnesses. Now, when you're younger, they don't exist because your emotional body is functional and all of the other energetic bodies is storing all this stuff for you to protect your body. So I want you all to think of an emotional situation that you've had. Doesn't matter when it is, but you have to think of something, because light will not do a blanket clearing unless you go to my website and do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. But think of one thing right now. Could it happen today, yesterday, a week ago? You know, whatever it is, think of it. You wish, you know, you can see it in your mind's eye. And I'm going to release that from you. Oh, you should all have something. Just think of the incident. Here we go. On the count of five, declare it. One, two, three, four, and five. There, it's gone from you. And you should be able to look at it now and not have that emotional sting, the emotional situation coming up. You're going to still see it, though, because the light will never take away your experience, but it doesn't want you to have the emotional trauma, drama, upset, anger, whatever it is that you have. So look at it now, and it should be basically released from you. So back to you, Raylan.
Yesterday on the conference call, you were talking about things like when you sell a car, your energy is still in the car. Can you talk about that? And then I've got, after you talk about it, I've got a couple of other questions.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, whatever you have, whatever you have touched, whatever you have created, whatever that would be to you, you know, everybody has a job if they can do something. Maybe you're typing something on your computer, sending out information across the internet. Whatever you're doing, you're putting your spirit energy that's in you into your creation. Okay? So whatever you're doing, you're creating something. Also, your body energy can go into that energy too. So I guess the easiest way to talk about this is somebody who likes to work with maybe clay and do maybe make some different figurines, little men or something, you know, or whatever, out of clay. Well, they're using their hands, and it's not a simple process. It takes a while. So they're molding something out of clay. And maybe they're going to sell it at Christmas time or something. Well, whatever you put your energy into, your energy is always there. So if somebody were to buy your item that you purchased, I mean that you made and they purchased it, your energy is there. It's in their room. So you're actually in the room. That's why you say, I tell people, if you start talking about somebody, maybe you don't like to somebody, they're in the room listening to you, too, in a sense. They're right at that dinner table with you when you're communicating, okay? So they're coming into that room. And the old saying is, you know, some people who are very sensitive say, yeah, I hear somebody talking about me. My ears are turning red. You know, you may have heard that expression a long time ago. So if you have your energy into something that you created, even your clothing, and you give it to a secondhand store, your energy is there until they wash it. Now, if they never wash it, you're there too. Now, if they destroy the object somehow, thrown away, you're being thrown away yourself. So what we'll do is help you to take away this energy to reclaim more of your spirit energy, because it's out there in the beyond or someplace on this planet, and it's not good to have it there. If you want to reclaim your spirit energy, in my 4-in-1 session with people, I bring that back when you disconnect from the soul family energy there, your karmic energies of force reincarnation, your soul family with the dark sides that you went through. But here we go. Think of something that you created, that you made. Maybe you bought a gift for somebody or gave them something that you made, you know, with your hands. And, you know, they have it, but you're still there. So I want to bring that energy back to regain your body energy and your spirit energy. What I will say is you have two energies. Your body has a spirit that makes your body function of life, because your body was created from light. And then you also have a spirit that comes into your body that looks out of your eye. You have two actual spirits in your body. I'm going to bring those fragments back to you that is stored inside of your creation. So here we go. Coming back. One, count to five, two, three, four, and five. That's your body energy. Now I'll do your spirit energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, hopefully you should feel a little more energized, maybe a little more conscious, a little more awake. And if you have tingles in your body, that means that your body now is restoring itself and doing a healing. Because your physical body will heal itself, and you normally feel chills or tingles sometimes.
Okay, now, I sold a car that I loved. You know, I just couldn't keep it. I couldn't afford to put it in storage and keep it. But I'm still attached to that car. So how do I let that car go? It's been 20 years. And I still...
Hey. Okay, yeah. So here we go. What we're going to first do is an emotional clearing on you abandoning your car.
And I'm sure there's lots of people out there that have cars or horses or dogs or cats or maybe even children that they've had to let go of, and they're still attached to them. So can we do one for every, all of us?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So here we go. I need you, again, to think of what you would like to have the energy released from. And so just bring that up, whatever that would be to you. And we're now going to bring and take out of you the spirit energy that you have in that particular object or life form. I'll count to five. Here is back your energy. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So that may help you. I'm going to do a clearing for abandonment. And this is also my website as a clearing. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. This may help you out somewhat here. And how do you feel?
Peace. I feel
peace. Uh-huh.
And you know what is really amazing is that that car, it was a Peugeot, and it was a particular color of aquamarine that, you know, you just never saw with, you know, little golden flecks in it. And what is really amazing is just as you were doing the clearing in our chat room, B-Bug started using the color of my car for his or her text color. So it's sort of like my car just talked back to me from the, you know, from the chat room. Okay. Now, the other question I had, I was listening on the conference call the other night, and you'll have to talk about these conference calls so people can join you on them if they want to. But I was wondering, what about things that we didn't give away, but things that were stolen from us? How do we get... I mean, the energy, I mean, if something is stolen, the energy that is attached to it is far stronger than if you gave something away. So.
Yeah, boy, I have to create a clearing for this here, which I'll do right now, but you are correct. What I will say on the website, I have a lot of clearings, okay? And to the first timer that comes on it, and they use the drop-down box on the top, it's a white box. This is 24/7 clearings, online clearings on it. All of a sudden, you know, after you go through the first maybe 20 or 30, you kind of like go, uh-oh, you know, your mind shuts off because there's so many of them. These are not designed for everybody. I had to put at clearings as people came to me and says, Ron, I have this problem. I go, oh, dear. And I put another clearing up for people who have that type of problem. And so if you see all these clearings, you don't need all of these clearings. And you won't know what clearings you need until you have your whole lifetime emotional. I just need to mention that because some people, their mind gets turned off instantly, and you may even relate to 10 of those, and you may get kind of traumatized. But first do the emotional clearing. That's what you need. Now, what I have to do now is just see what I can do to release the energy from this. I don't have this on the website, so I can, you know, go just play it by ear here. So we're going to take away the energy, something that got stolen from you. So you have to think of one of these. I can't do 20 of them, okay? I can only do one at a time. So just think of one. In fact, I'll do two things for people. So think of the first one, and... going to bring your energy back from that object, and sometimes and it will get neutralized in peace before it comes to you, because very possibly maybe something got stolen from you. We'll just say that I'm going to get into emotions here with people. We'll say that you had a dog stolen that you dearly loved, and the owner, you know, beat his dog poorly and beat the dog. Well, you don't want to have the energy of your spirit energy coming back to you from a dog that beat, okay? Light does not do that. So it automatically cleanses, puts back into divine source energy of peace, that particular situation. Okay, so when I do clearing, you never get anything brought back to you of traumatic stuff because the light doesn't deal in trauma. The dark side wants you to deal in that. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that for people. Because you may know of a situation that has happened to you, and you go, oh, no, I don't want to drop back to you because it's going to bring you this heartache energy. It's going to actually heal you when it comes back to you. So here we go. Think of that one situation where something was stolen from you that you dearly love. And here we go. We're using the word love now. That's an emotion. Here we come. So coming back to you right now, we're taking it from that particular life form or object. Coming back, one, two, three, four, and five. There, now it's integrated with you. I hear it in, then we'll do another one in a minute.
Okay. I've had so much stolen from me in the last year that I couldn't even focus on which thing it was that I wanted to focus on. So I really didn't get anything, but I've had just thousands and thousands of dollars of things stolen from me.
Okay, let's do another clearing. Let's do a heartache clearing.
Yes.
Okay, this is very nice. This is for typical, it's relationships. And most people think right away of a relationship of a person that they were in a relationship with. But it could be anything. Your own relationship, even to your computer in front of you, you're in a relationship with that. And maybe your glass of water and everything in life here is a relationship. We're going to do a heartache clearing. What I'll do is the heartache clearing for the last week. And you may not even know what affected you. Some people are completely numbed out. And these are all like little buttons that you have. So I'm going to go back in 1 week, and I'm going to go the first day, and I'll do 7 days. So I'll go from 7 days ago back to the present here. So 7 days ago. I'll just do it quickly here. Cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And now we'll do today cleared. There, it's done. I can do clearings different ways. I normally count to five so people can kind of understand what I'm doing. I could just snap my finger and it's done also. But okay. The mind here needs to know kind of what's happening.
And so what people just had cleared, even those who have just entered and started listening, they just had heartache cleared. Is that correct for the last week?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. So, again, look at a situation that you may have had, and that energy should be pretty much neutralized. Remember, there's different energetic bodies that we have. So if you have one energetic body cleared, you still have an issue. It means that it's leaked over to another body. We did an emotional clearing, and the next clearing that if you had a problem, I'll do a trauma body clearing. Okay, and I'll do a couple of these clearings for people. They can just see where you feel. In fact, I'll do a healing body next year. Excuse me. So people who have a overloaded, build-up emotional body, then the next body that takes on these negative energies, situations, traumas, densities, judgments, that would be going into your next body, which would be the feeling body. So you know if you're using your feeling body because you use the word feeling in your vocabulary a lot. You know, I feel angry today, I feel happy, I feel sad, I feel somebody hurt me today. That word feeling comes up, you are now in that body, okay? And so by doing an emotional body clearing, you may still have stuff left over that's stored now in your active feeling body.
Okay, so let's do a feeling body. Yes. Ron, I don't think we're going to have time to do this before we go to the break. So,
okay. Wow, that's quick, huh?
Yeah, we've probably got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. Can we do it in 30 seconds?
Yeah, here we go. Feeling body. Okay. Think of a situation.
Okay.
I'm going to count to five to release that. You have to think of a situation, feeling body. One, two, three, four, and five. That situation is released. And I'll do one more here quickly. We'll do a trauma body. Here we go. This is where you have promise. Think of the same situation and see if you have relief. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I guess we're about ready for the break here.
And folks, if you don't know who we're talking with Ron Amatron, and his website is creationlightship.com. And Ron, you told me that Amatron is the name of your lightship. Is that right?
So that's what I go by on the lightship itself. I'm a light being doctor. On the lightship, I have my own lightship. This kind of gets like into people thinking of UFOs, but the lightship, what I do is train all the different types of light beings on the lightship. Remember, they take a physical body form before they get incarnated, which will be after the ascension point. And so I train life forms to help people out for ascension right now. Then I also go out and battle the aliens with that. I put back together, we'll say, the United States of America soldiers and all the other ones fighting the aliens now.
And, you know, I'd really like to talk about these earthquakes in Virginia and Colorado when we get back after the break. And Ron, when do you have your conference calls? How can people participate in your conference calls?
Okay, what I have is two lightship healing calls for 1 hour. They're Monday and Friday, starting at 5:30.
Let's talk about we come back because the music.
Okay.
We're talking with Ron Amatron, and as Ed in the chat room says, you have got to give this man a chance because both Ed and I have tried this, and his stuff really is amazing. So please give him a chance. And you're listening to Radio RMN, the real media network, over the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. We'll be back.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
The best thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output in your religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble. And they are doing a damn good job of it.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
www.themicroeffect.com.